This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 25th. Well, wheat markets yesterday, a little bit lower, just kind of drifting lower. Kansas City is down to the lows of the last few weeks, just chopping around at this bottom here, finding some support, but clearly not finding much upside momentum. So we seem to be forming a basing pattern in the Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis and Chicago are still above those lows, but again, they haven't found much support either, and they're just drifting lower over the last few sessions. Corn also getting some weakness. Got harvest moving along fairly quickly. Farmers are trying to get as much done as they can, as it looks like we got a pretty major system about to hit the Midwest. It starts in the south, Texas, engulfs much of Texas, much of Oklahoma, the eastern part of Kansas, and then up into western and northern Midwest. So it's going to slow down some harvest in the near term, but on the backside of that, the forecasts are suggesting it's going to return to warm and dry conditions. So we'll see a delay, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anything really long-lasting. There was some interesting reporting coming out of Iowa. There's a Chinese delegation there. The Chinese have signed a quote-unquote non-binding agreement to purchase billions worth of U.S. ag products. Well, that's probably not even worth the paper it's signed on. So we'll see. China's always making promises that they never follow up on, but it was something for the market to chew on yesterday. European Union reporting that its soft wheat exports so far this marketing year are at 9.3 million tons. That's down 2.7 from a year ago. So that's a pretty big drop, about a 25% drop from where they were a year ago. Brazil reporting that soy plantings are at 28% complete. That's 6 points behind last year. There's been some dryness there that has slowed down the planting. The dryness there has slowed down plantings. There are some light rains forecast later this week. We'll see how that develops, but there is some talk that, you know, with poor emergence and spotty emergence, that farmers may opt to reseed soybeans if they get a good soaking rain. So far, that is not in the forecast. So moving forward, you know, I think our seasonal lows likely are in. Upside momentum clearly is lacking. There's plenty of wheat coming out of the Black Sea, and that's primarily Russia. Ukraine is having very good success moving wheat through that humanitarian corridor, which basically just hugs the shorelines of Eastern European countries. So there, it's working, and I think that's what's keeping a lid on prices. We don't have good production coming out of Argentina or Australia. Australia's been ratcheting up their production estimates because of good rains in the far southeast, but it's still not going to come close to matching what they, you know, matching last year's record. But we weren't expecting that in the first place. But El Nino is definitely having its impact on Australia with the dry growing season so far. In Argentina, normally that would have brought more rain to the heart of Argentina. That did not happen for the wheat growing season, but it is happening now. They are getting much better rains across the key ag parts of Argentina. So I would expect that their corn and soybean crops are going to be much better than their wheat crop. But still, as far as wheat goes, we're not going to see a lot of product coming out of Argentina. Brazil is having a rough season as well. Most of the rains that should have fallen across Argentina are being funneled across southern Brazil's wheat area, and they're having way too much moisture there. So they're going to come in with a low quality crop, which means they're going to take much of what Argentina has available. They'll probably have to come into the world market, you know, the broader world market for high grade milling wheat. So that's going to be hard red winter wheat for them. And that's probably not going to show up till later in the winter. But nevertheless, it is another base of demand that ultimately will be coming into the wheat space. But right in front of us, we just don't see any issues. The market has struggled to maintain upward momentum. It gets an updraft, and then it slowly, you know, loses a lot of that. Hedge funds are aggressively short the wheat, and they're feeling pretty comfortable with those positions. We don't have any risk premium in the market from the war in the Black Sea. It's hard for a market to sustain risk premiums during a war, especially when, you know, we don't see any hindering of the exports coming out of especially Russia. Ukraine obviously has struggled, but they, again, are finding success. So that's, I think, part of what's keeping a lid on the wheat prices. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.